Cactus Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
My name's Phil Norris. I'm recording for Vectis Radio FM 104.6. It's the 7th of February, Charles Dickens' birthday, and we're at Dimbola in Freshwater. And I'm talking now with Sue Loday, who has some very exciting information for you to do with Bond Church. So, Sue, would you like to tell us what's going on?
Well, as part of the celebrations, we're going to be doing some very special walks this year. I've been doing these now for the last 4 years with the walking festival, but for this year we're doing some extra special ones, which are going to be involving the hovercraft, bringing people over from Portsmouth.
Okay.
On special trips.
Yeah, lovely.
Because
that was his birthplace, Portsmouth.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about Dickens' holiday in Bond Church, which is a very special time in 1849, when a lovely family that lived in Bond Church, who were the family called the Reverend White and Reverend and Rosa White, they, if you like, developed Bond Church, much to the displeasure of a lot of people, actually, because felt it spoiled the fairyland, but actually it didn't spoil it too much, as we will
know. Yeah, it's beautiful down there,
Bond Church is gorgeous. But anyways, they had some houses that they were renting out, and they enticed Dickens and his family to come along to stay at Winterbourne for the summer of 1849.
Yeah.
And he also brought along a dear friend of his with his wife. This is Annie Leach, John and Annie Leach, and who did his illustrations for A Christmas Carol, which, as you know, illustrations from that, about 6 years previously. And anyway, they got together. So they were staying up the road, and Dickens and his family were staying in Winterbourne, and then the Reverend White was staying a little bit further past the pond.
And he was writing David Copperfield at this point,
and
wasn't he?
Writing several chapters of David Copperfield in the mornings, and in the afternoons he'd be having fun frolics with the rest of the family, doing things like leapfrog on the beach and playing rounders. They'd be going off for picnics upon the downs. It wasn't just them, though. They were real party animals, these people.
Were they?
Oh, my God. they were having dances. They were singing songs. They were having
performances. Well, they were on holiday, weren't they?
So, they were on holiday, my God. They were rowdy. They were sort of a bit new money. They were rowdy people. They were flash. They were noisy, and you knew that they'd arrived, basically.
Invasion of the peace and quiet.
And Dickens would be doing theatricals. He was performing conjuring tricks for the local children. There's a local school that was just opening, and they put on a performance of a play for him, and then they went off to Lady Swinburne's for a tea afterwards, which actually was rained off, but anyway, that's another story. They were busy, but this wasn't, he was it was a real party animal. So he was bringing down all his friends as well. So far through his letters, I've counted he brought 8 of his very dear friends who were the great and good of the day to come and stay with him while he was
move here, or their descendants move here?
Well, that's an interesting question, because actually there's one particular one who was illustrating Copperfield at the time. His brothers came to live in the village later on.
Did they?
Octavius Brown. Because Dickens actually was quite controlling about what was illustrated for the books. Because should I say that when these were produced, they were actually in small booklet forms. There were so many chapters per booklet. There's these little blue booklets. And for every booklet, there were 2 illustrations. So you've got to imagine that people of that stage didn't necessarily could read, but they would, how they advertised the next edition, if they'd be put in the bookshop window 2 illustrations, a bit like if you think of TV, how there'd be a trailer. This is what you're going to be seeing in this next edition of the story, if you like. So, I mean, while Dickens had a sort of a vague outline of what he was going to be doing, he was constantly coming up with the next idea. And when he was doing his walks, he was meeting people. And, of course, we feel that there are certain people in the village that some of his Great Expectations is based on. So the Miss Havisham story.
Miss Havisham, Margaret Dix.
Margaret Dix.
And as I said to Brian earlier, there is a Mr. Dix in David Copperfield.
Without an S, Mr. Dick.
Mr. Dick.
Yes, yes.
Played by the fabulous Hugh Laurie.
Yes, it's wonderful, isn't he? Yes, yeah.
So I'm looking at you now, and behind us we have the hills behind... that's the hotel, isn't it? Freshwater.
Yeah.
Now, I know that Tennyson used to walk along those hills.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Do you think that, because he had a spiral staircase built in his studio.
He did, yes.
So when the people came to see him, because he was a celebrity,
yes.
You know, he ran down the staircase out into the woods so they couldn't find him.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And then from this way, do you think... Charles Dickens would have come and they would have met around here?
Of course, Tennyson didn't live on the island at that time.
Okay.
Right. But so we've got to thank the Reverend White again, because the Reverend White was an author, he was a playwright, he was a thoroughly good guy. You know, he was a one for the people and educating the people as well. So anyway, he enticed his friends over, as we already said. So he got Dickens to come down here. He got Tennyson to come down and visit him. Anyway, on one of his visits, he said Tennyson was obviously fed up with the fame and pursuits over on the mainland. And he said, well, I've got a friend of mine who's got a house over in Freshwater, a reverend friend, and he's got this house up for rent. So Tennyson went off to have a look at it.
Farringford.
And he rented it. He actually rode over over across the water from here with his wife to bring her over to have a look at it.
And they
can you imagine that? Yeah. And they fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And rented it for so many years, and then they bought it. And of course, he would regularly walk over to Bonchurch to see his old friend, the Reverend White, on a regular basis.
Yeah, so they all had tea and cake.
And also, of course, Tennyson was a keen stargazer, and there's a friend of his over in Bonchurch who had a wonderful telescope, and he'd go and see him as well. So, you know, there's all
and
these...
And we can see a lot now up there from here because of the lack of artificial light on the island. Imagine what they saw then.
Yes, exactly, yes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so very, very special.
So when is this event going on in Bonchurch in May?
So, so think of the, first of all, the Isle of Wight Walking Festival. Look it up online. Look at Bonchurch, and you'll find there's several walks covering the Dickens period. I can't remember the actual dates, unfortunately, but it's all there. Usually, because this year is particularly busy with Dickens, I'm sticking to Dickens, but usually I do famous Victorians as well, specialising in that. So look out for me in other years and look out for that.
Do you have your own website? Or?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay, what's that then?
So it's Dickens, www.dickenswalks.co.uk.
Dickenswalks.co.uk.
Yes, yeah.
And there they can see all the dates and all the events you're doing.
Yes, yes.
And that's linked to your Victorian ones as well?
Yes, yes, of course, yeah.
So that's the website to go to.
Yes, yeah.
Dickenswalks.co.uk.
Yeah.
Sue, thank you very much.
It's my
lovely
pleasure.
To meet you. Go and have a cup of tea
now
and a piece of cake.
Okay, good to see you.
Good to see you. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Your local station, Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.